This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. National security officials here in Washington are declining comment on reports that U.S. President Donald Trump approved military strikes against Iran on Thursday, but then pulled back from launching them. Both the New York Times and the Washington Post say Mr. Trump initially authorized attacks on a handful of Iranian targets, such as radar sites and missile batteries. The overarching question today is what comes next. All of this against the background of Iran's shootdown of a U.S. drone reconnaissance aircraft. Here is AP correspondent Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The president says,
"This is a new wrinkle. This is a new fly in the ointment."
That was just minutes after the top Air Force commander in the Middle East billed it as a hostile act by Iran.
"This was an unprovoked attack."
The president said the U.S. will not stand for it, and asked about a potential response, said repeatedly, "You'll find out." Some top Democrats say they're afraid the president will blunder into a war. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Democrats in Congress are urging President Trump to use caution in whatever action is taken against Iran. Meanwhile, the U.S. government is issuing a warning to airlines that use Iranian airspace. Here is AP correspondent Matt Small.
The Federal Aviation Administration is banning all American-registered aircraft from flying over Iranian-administered airspace in the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. While the region is crucial to global air travel, the FAA warns there's potential for miscalculation or misidentification there after an Iranian surface-to-air missile took down a U.S. drone yesterday. International carriers Qantas and KLM also say they'll avoid the area as well. Matt Small, Washington.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News from Washington. A series of fire explosions has hit the largest oil refinery on the east coast of the United States in South Philadelphia. The blasts, which occurred a few hours ago, rocked a wide area, and safety officials are telling people to shelter in place. Nick Taglioni was an eyewitness.
He saw, like, a light out of the corner of his eye, and he's like, "What is that? Look at that." I'm like, "The sun's coming up already," and then it started coming up really fast, and it was a massive fireball. Lit up the whole sky, everything.
In San Diego, California, there has been bombshell courtroom testimony in the case against Navy Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher. He's charged with premeditated murder in the stabbing death of a young Islamic State fighter in Iraq. But Thursday, a prosecution witness, Corey Scott, testifying under immunity, said that in fact he had killed the teenager by suffocation, saying he knew he would die anyway at the hands of the Iraqis. Defense attorney Tim Parnatore told KFMB television the case against his client has collapsed.
"What we learned, Chief Gallagher is not guilty of murder. The trial is certainly going to continue, but I expect that at the end of this, there will be a not guilty verdict."
Navy prosecutors say they have no plans to drop the charges against Gallagher. There are new charges of intolerable living conditions for migrant children at the U.S.-Mexico border. Willamette University law professor Warren Binford, in the state of Oregon, told the AP conditions at the detention facility at Clint, Texas, are shameful.
"Our children are telling us that there have been over 300 children in a single room. If that's true, which it appears to be, then literally the United States is warehousing children in a Lord of the Flies scenario, and we've got to do something about it."
UN Refugee Chief Filippo Grandi says the displacement of more than 70 million people worldwide is a collective failure of the international community and is calling for more global solidarity to resolve it. Meanwhile, there are new revelations about how elderly refugees are often treated. Here is Henry Ridgewell for VOA.
Tens of thousands of elderly refugees living in camps in and around Myanmar are being failed by a humanitarian response that is not taking account of their needs, according to Amnesty International. The group's report is based on interviews with hundreds of refugees living in camps in Bangladesh. The crisis began 3 years ago as clashes erupted between ethnic militia and the Myanmar military, forcing millions of Muslim Rohingya people to flee their villages in the northeastern Rakhine State.
That was VOA's Henry Ridgewell. According to Chinese state media, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un told Chinese President Xi Jinping he would like to be patient with the United States over stalled nuclear talks. Gene Randall, VOA News, Washington.
Broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station, VOA1.